But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father. And as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from here. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, so that it may bear more fruit. You are let ready, clean, because of the word which I have spoken to you, abiding in me and I in you.
Glory be to God forever, amen. Worship you, Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit. For you have risen and saved us, your Holy Spirit, O Lord, whom you have forced and poured upon your holy disciples and honorable apostles at the third hour. We ask you, our good Lord, not to take him away from us, but rather to renew him within us, if you are created me, O God, and steadfast spirit renewed in me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Lord, who sent your Holy Spirit upon your holy disciples and on our apostles at the third hour, do not take him away from us, a good one, but we ask you, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Logos, Son of God, to renew him within us, the spirit brightness in life, giving the spirit of prophecy and chastity, the spirit of holiness, justice, and authority. Almighty God, the light of our souls, illuminating the person who comes to this world, of mercy upon us. O Theotokos, Mother of God, you are the true vine of character, the fruit of life, O full of grace. We ask you, full of grace, together with the apostles, to intercede for the sake of our salvation. Blessed be the Lord, our God, who prays every day, prepares our way, for he is the God of our salvation.
Heavenly King, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who is present in all places and fills all the treasury of good things and the life-giver, graciously come and dwell in us and purify us from all defilement. O good one, and save our souls. Just as you were with your disciples, O Savior, and gave them peace, graciously come also and be with us and grant us your peace and save us and deliver our souls. Whenever we stand in your holy sanctuary, we are considered standing in heaven. O Theotokos, you are the gate of heaven, open for us the gate of mercy.
Holy God, holy mighty, you mortal was born of the Virgin, have mercy upon us.
Holy God, holy mighty, holy mortal was crucified for us, have mercy upon us.
Holy God, holy mighty, you mortal who arose from the dead and sent the heavens, have mercy upon us.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, the Holy Spirit, now and ever, to the age of all ages.
Holy Trinity, have mercy upon us. Holy Trinity, have mercy upon us. Holy Trinity, have mercy upon us.
O Lord, forgive us our sins. O Lord, forgive us our iniquities. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses.
O Lord, with the sick of your people, heal them for the sake of your holy name, O Father and brethren. Our foreign people, O Lord, repose their soul.
O you without sin, Lord, have mercy on us. O you without sin, Lord, help us receive our supplications. For you are the glory, the dominion, the holy people of holiness. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, bless us, amen.
Swear to pray to you, thank for your Father, heart in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our dear brethren, forgive us our trespasses, if we forgive those trespassing. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Christ Jesus, our Lord, for the kingdom, the power, and glory forever. Amen.
Hail to you, we ask you, sinful, glory, ever virgin, Theotokos, the Mother of God, Christ.
Lift up our praise unto your beloved Son, that he may forgive us our sins.
Hail to the Virgin who has brought forth and put true life, Christ our God.
Ask the Lord on our behalf that he may have mercy on our souls and
forgive
us our sins.
The Virgin Mary, the Holy Theotokos, the faithful advocate for our mind.
Intercede on our behalf before Christ, whom we bore, that he may forgive us our sins.
Hail to you, Virgin, right and true Queen, the pride of all race, who bore to us Emmanuel.
We ask you to remember us, our faithful advocate, before our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may forgive us our sins.
Solemn, silent, 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 holy, 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 a reading from the Gospel according to the teacher Saint Matthew, may blessing be with us all, amen.
And seeing the multitude, he went up to the mountain, and when he seated, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. The city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
Glory be to God forever, amen. May the saying of God be fulfilled in peace. We worship you, Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have come and saved us. And have mercy on us, all you who on the sixth day and sixth hour was nailed to the cross for the sin which our father Adam did commit in paradise, hear the undying of our sins, O Christ our God, and save us. I cry to God, and the Lord, hear my prayer, and do not refuse my petition. Be attentive to me, and hear me in the evening, in the morning, and midday. I say my words, and he hears my voice, and delivers my soul in peace. O Jesus Christ, our God, who was nailed to the cross in the sixth hour and killed the sin by the tree, and by your death you made alive the dead man, whom you created with your own hands, and had died in sin, put to death our pains by your healing and life-giving passions, and by thy nails with which you were nailed, rescue our mind from the thoughtlessness of the earthly deeds and worldly lusts, to remembrance of your heavenly commandments according to your compassion. Since we have no favor, nor excuse, nor justification because of our many sins, we throughout you implore to him who was born of you, Theotokos the Virgin. For abundant and acceptable is your intercession with our Savior, O Holy Mother. Do not exclude sinners from your intercession with him whom you bore, for he is merciful and able to save us, because he suffered for us to deliver us. Let your compassion speedily reach us, where we are exceedingly humbled. Help us, O God, our Savior, for the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us, and forgive us our sins for the sake of your holy name.
You, O world salvation, midst of all thy O Christ our God, as you stretched your holy hands on the cross, therefore all nations cry out, saying, Glory be to you, O Lord. We worship your incorruptible person, O good one, asking for the forgiveness of our sins, O Christ our God, for of your will. You are pleased to be lifted up onto the cross to deliver those whom you created from the bonds of the enemy. We cry out unto you and give thanks to you, for you have filled all with joy, O Savior, when you came to help the world. Lord, glory be to you. You are she who is full of grace, O Theotokos, the Virgin. We praise you, for through the cross of your Son, hate is filled out and death was abolished. We were dead, but we are raised and became worthy of eternal life and gained the delight of the first paradise. Therefore, we thank and glorify the immortal Christ, our God.
Joy of the righteous, the firmness of the church, the forgiveness of sins. We proclaim the Holy Trinity in one Godhead. We worship Him, we glorify Him. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, bless us. Amen.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth, all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before ages, light, true God, and true God,
begotten, not created,
one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made. Who for us and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended to the heaven, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming in his glory to the living and the dead. Whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord is the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who is the Father and Son, who is glorified, who is spoken by the prophets.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and life of the age to come, O Lamb of God, who bears the sins of the world. We ask you, Lord, hear us, have mercy upon us, and forgive us our sins. Amen.
And have mercy.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, have mercy, O Lord.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, hear us and have mercy.
And have mercy.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, have mercy, O Lord.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, hear us and have mercy.
Heaven and earth are full of your holy glory. Have mercy on us, O God, the Father, Pantocrator. The Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, God of us, be with us. For we have no help in our hardship and tribulation with you. Absolve, forgive, and remit, O God, our transgressions, those which we have committed willingly, and those which have committed unwillingly, those which have committed knowingly, and those which have committed unknowingly, the hidden and the manifest. O Lord, forgive us for the sake of your name, which is called upon us. Let it be according to your mercy, O Lord.
Worthy, pray to you, thank your Father.
Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
in Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Remember, O Lord, those who have brought unto you these gifts, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy, precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who bring them. Lord, have mercy.
Alleluia. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, save us. O Lord, straighten our ways. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Alleluia. In Jeff not yet we want to cry.
Amen.
Marod and Jeff no verins and shiri and sons via Christos. Ben choice.
En ebnevma agion, amin. Evlogitos, Kyrios, o Theos, Iestos, Ionas, amin. Ni etnos, Tiro, esmo, epsois, maro, esmo, erofen, genileos, Tiro, jepefna, itagro, ere, iegon, o otimith mi, ente, epsois, shobsha, ene, amin, alleluia.
Sabatrike eioke agiob nema tikenike aike stose onastone onon amin.
Of Christos,
open not your open sword here, it's all Pierre Christos. Geoffrey's commanding gone for waiting in on a farangan on a shop to near of Afty and Siron Afty to ten of Intinchari at all. I Parenting over four pounds and the faring air on. Fempoy over to a vanim near Tiron tap and onk. Kennedy in the van and Japi Pamuratu. Join Sipanoti.
Rose of exhausted.
Dapam tukatu, the Father of our Lord God and Sin, the our Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition concerning. Condition and in every condition, for you have covered us, helped us, marred us, accepted us, you spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
Pray that God may have mercy and compassion on us, hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times, and make us worthy to partake of the communion of his holy and blessed mysteries for the remission of our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
And entreat your goodness, O Lover of mankind. Grant us to conclude this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear. O name the old temptation, the wake of Satan, the counsel of the wicked men and the rising up of enemies, hidden and manifesting them away from us and from all your people and from this blessed table and from this holy church that is yours. But those things which are good and profitable do provide for us. For it is you who have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy.
So oh.
May your servant and minister of this day, the Hegumen, the priest, the deacon, the clergy, and all the people, my excel, be absolved from the mouth of the all holy Trinity, the Father, and the Son, the Holy Spirit, from the mouth of the one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, from the mouth of the 12 apostles, from the mouth of the beholder of God, the evangelist, Saint Mark, the apostle, the martyr, the patriarch, Saint Severus, Archbishop, Discordus, Saint Athanasius, the apostolic, Saint Peter, the holy martyr, and the high priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Cyril, Saint Bede, and Gregory, from the mouth of the 318 siblings in Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople, and 200 Ephesus, from the mouth of our honored father, the high priest, Baba Ambatawadros II, and from the mouth of my precious self and the least, for blessed and full of glory, to your holy name, O Father, and the Son, the Holy Spirit, now and in all times, and into the age of ages. Amen.
Oh. Volentene nobis.
Through the prayers.
Called to be an apostle appointed to the gospel of God. A chapter from the epistle of our teacher Paul to the Romans. May his holy blessings be to Solomon. For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify my ministry. If by any means I may provoke to jealousy those who are my flesh and save some of them. For if their being cast away is the reconciling of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? For if the first fruit is holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them became a partaker of the root and fatness of the olive tree, do not boast against the branches. But if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you. You will say then, branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well said, because of unbelief they were broken off, and you stand by faith. Do not be haughty, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he may not spare you either. Therefore, consider the goodness and severity of God. On those who fell, severity, but toward you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness, otherwise you will also be cut off. And they also, if they do not continue in unbelief, will be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. For if you were cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these who are natural branches be grafted into their own olive tree? For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come. And so all Israel will be saved. As it is written, the deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant with them, when I take away their sins. Concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But concerning the election, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. For as you were once disobedient to God, yet have now obtained mercy through their disobedience. Even so, these also have now been disobedient, that through the mercy shown you, they also may obtain mercy. For God has committed them all to disobedience, that he might have mercy on them on all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments and his way past finding out! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor? Or who was first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. The grace of God the Father be with you all.
The Catholic Epistle from the first epistle of our teacher, St. John. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which he has testified on his Son. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. And this is the testimony, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. If anyone sees his brother sinning, a sin which does not lead to death, he will ask, and he will give him life for those who commit sin not leading to death. There is sin leading to death. I do not say that he should pray about that. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is sin not leading to death. We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under his sway of the wicked one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding, that we may know him who is true, and we are in him, who is true in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. Do not love the world or things pertaining in the world. The world is passing away in its lust, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
For our fathers, the pure apostles who were invested in the grace of the Holy Spirit, may their blessings be with us all. Amen. And when Peter came up to Jerusalem, those of the circumcision contended with him, saying, "You went into uncircumcised men and ate with them." But Peter explained it to them in order from the beginning, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, an object descending like a great sheet let down from heaven by four corners, and it came to me. When I observed it intently and considered, I saw four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and birds of the air. And I heard a voice saying to me, 'Rise, Peter, kill and eat.' But I said, 'Not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has at any time entered my mouth.' But the voice answered me again from heaven, 'What God has cleansed, you must not call common.' Now this was done three times, and all were drawn up again into heaven. At that very moment, three men stood before the house where I was, having been sent to me from Caesarea. Then the Spirit told me to go with them, doubting nothing. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. And he told us how he had seen an angel standing in his house, who said to him, 'Send men of Joppa to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who will tell you words by which you and all your household will be saved.' And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, and as upon at the beginning. Then I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, 'John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If therefore God gave them the same gift as he gave us when we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, who was that I could withstand God? When they heard these things, they became silent, and they glorified God, saying, 'Then God has also granted to the Gentiles repentance of life.' The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be abiding, and confirm the Holy Church of God forever. Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God. Amen. Today is the 26th day of the blessed month of Tuba. May God end in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, all our sins and iniquity forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, O my Father and my brethren. Amen. On this day of the year 160 of the martyr, the 49 elders of Shihit, Martinus Martin, the envoy of the emperor, and his son were martyred. Emperor Theodosius the Less did not have a son. He sent to the elders of Shihit an envoy called Martinus, asking them to pray to God to grant him a son. They informed him that the Lord did not will for him to have a son, lest he would participate with the heretics after him. Martinus had a son named Zeus, who accompanied him on his visit to the elders in order to receive their blessings. After consulting
With the elders, he wanted to return to his country. However, the Berbers attacked the wilderness. One of the elders asked the rest of the father to flee to the fortress from the Berbers, and whoever would like to become a martyr, let him remain with him. 48 elders stood beside him and were slaughtered by the Berbers and received the crowns of the martyrs. Martins and his son were in hiding. The son looked up and saw the angels placing luminous crowns on the heads of the martyred elders. He said to his father, I shall go to receive a crown. His father replied, and I also shall go with you. Immediately they revealed themselves to the Berbers. They were killed and received the crown of the martyrdom. After the Berbers had gone, the monks who were hiding in the fortress came down, took the bodies of the martyred elders with great veneration and placed them in a cave outside the monastery. When the attacks of the Berbers were repeated, the monks relocated the pure bodies and built for them a church inside the monastery of the Mercurius, the Saint Mercurius the Great, which was consecrated by Pope Theodosius I, 33rd Patriarch, year 528 AD. After a long time had passed, the church building deteriorated, and they moved them to one of the cells until the time of Ibrahim al-Guhari, who built a church for them in the year 1782 AD. Inside the monastery, and the pure bodies were relocated to it, and was called the Church of the Elders. The blessing of their prayers be with us all, amen. Today also was the martyrdom of Saint Baghouz. He was a wealthy man, loving to the poor and needy. When indignant and incited to persecution against the Christians, Michael the Archangel appeared to him and called upon him to confess the Lord Christ before the governor. He distributed all his possessions to the poor and went to the governor to declare his faith. The governor befriended him to persuade him to change his conviction, but he was steadfast in his faith, so he imprisoned him. When his mother heard, she came and blamed him for leaving her behind without participating in the crown of martyrdom. She remained with him all night long, praying to God to grant them the crown of martyrdom. In the next morning, the governor summoned Saint Baghouz, and his mother walked beside him, declaring her faith so the governor ordered to behead her. As for the saint, he was tormented with many tortures and finally ordered to behead him. Thus he received the crown of martyrdom, and that was in the village of Tema, Suhaib governed it. The blessing of his prayer be with us all, amen. On this day also of the year 292 of the martyrs, Saint Anastasia departed. She was from the noble wealthy family in the city of Constantinople. She was of dazzling beauty and had a great moral character. Emperor Justin, who was still married to Empress Theodora, wanted to marry her. She refused and went to his wife to inform her. The Empress assisted her to flee to Egypt aboard a private ship. She built for her a convent nearby the city of Alexandria. Saint Severus sent her spiritual epistles to comfort her. The emperor continued to pursue her in every place to marry her. She put on the attire of men and called herself Anastasi and went to the wilderness of Shehid. She met with Amba Daniel, the hegumen of the wilderness, and revealed her story to him. He accepted her and chose her for Anastasia, a cave in the inner wilderness. She lived there, and that was in the year of 548 AD. She lived for 20 years in that cave without anyone knowing anything about her. Amba Daniel sent to her his disciple weekly with water and food without seeing her. She used to write her thoughts on pieces of pottery, and she left them at the door of the cave. The disciple brought the pieces of pottery to Amba Daniel without reading them. One day he brought a piece of pottery to Saint Daniel, who wept when he read it. He said to his disciple, "Let us go to the hermit." They went to her cave and found her with severe fever, and she asked Amba Daniel, "For the sake of God, do not shroud me, but bury me with my clothes." Then she prayed and departed in peace. A sweet aroma of incense filled the cave. The disciple noticed that she was a woman, and he marveled in silence. After they had buried her, they returned to their place. The disciple asked his teacher to tell him about her account, and Abba Daniel told him her life story. The blessing of her prayers be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
Of keys, does he too?
Is more in a see what you see and have not seen them, and to hear which you have not heard them. But as for eyes for the see and ear for the hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to the holy gospels, through that prayer of your saints.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Remember also our must forbidden us to remember in supplications and prayer which have got upon to Lord our God. Those have already fallen and asleep, report them who are sick in them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Alleluia.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to our teacher, St. John, the evangelist, apostle, pure disciple. His blessing be with us all. Amen. Teacher David, the prophet and the king, may his holy blessings be with us, amen. For with you is the fountain of life, in your light we see light. Oh, continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever, amen. Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. Therefore the neighbors and those who previously had seen that he was blind said, is not this he who sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. He said, I am he. Therefore they said to him, how were your eyes opened? He answered and said, a man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. So I went and washed and I received sight. Then they said to him, where is he? He said, I do not know. They brought him who formerly was blind to the Pharisees. Now it was a Sabbath when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also asked him again how he had received his sight. He said to them, he put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and I see. Therefore, some of the Pharisees said, this man is not from God because he does not keep the Sabbath. Others said, how can a man who is a sinner do such signs? And there was a division among them. They said to the blind man again, what do you say about him because he opened your eyes? He said, he is a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him who had received his sight. And they asked them, saying, is this your son whom you say was born blind? How then does he now see? His parents answered them and said, We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but by what means he now sees, we do not know, or who opened his eyes, we do not know. He is of age, ask him, he will speak for himself. His parents said these things because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if anyone confessed that he was Christ, he would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore his parents said, he is of age, ask him. So they again called the man who was blind and said to him, give glory, give God the glory. We know that this man is a sinner, he answered and said, whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see. Then they said to him again, what did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? He answered them, I told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples? Then they reviled him and said, you are his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spoke to Moses, as for this fellow, we do not know where he is from. The man answered and said to them, why, this is a marvelous thing that you do not know where he is from, yet he has opened my eyes. Now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears him. Since the world began, it has been unheard of that anyone opened the eyes of one who was born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. They answered and said to him, you were completely born in sins, and are you teaching us? And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said to him, do you believe in the Son of God? He answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him? And Jesus said to him, you have both seen him, and it is he who is talking with you. Then he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him.
Glory be to God forever. In
the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday in Tuba, and as you heard, it was the Gospel of the Blind Man. And today I will discuss with you with different things a little bit. That you know, when we were in Egypt, and when we try to drive a car, it's normal, we did the test. And when I came to Canada the first time, they told me, take care about the blind spot. And I was surprised, what is the blind spot? We are driving anyway in Egypt. Normal. I see everything in front of me. And I can grow, I can go anywhere, and there is no means for blind spot. And then they told me no. Then someone tried to teach me, no, take care about that. There's something named blind spot. And the eye can't see an angle in the side. There's something wrong when you see it. You expect that you see everything in front of you, but actually there is a small angle on the side that can't see it. And they taught me how to look over on the side to see everything around me, because there is an blind spot, and that's why I have to turn my head all away to see what my blind spot. And today we will learn we have five blind spots block the work of God through me. Five blind spots we have in our life sometimes block the work of God. It seems like I see everything in the life. I see everything around me. But actually, no. There's something I can't see. And something also God tried to talk to me, but I can't listen. And the first blind spot is a denial, or the stubborn. What is that? One day Moses go to Pharaoh and told him, you know what? Please, let my people go outside Egypt. He told him, no, I will never do that. Then Moses start, by God for sure, God's hands, start to have plagues on all the people in Egypt. And one by one, 10 times, and he tries to tell Pharaoh, take care, God is sending a message to you, leave my people. And all of that couldn't break the heart of Pharaoh. And he didn't listen anything. And finally, it was the last one. It was very hard and very difficult on everyone. A lot of people died. If we listen to this story, we say like, yeah, he's stubborn. He's stubborn. But actually, we do the same. Why? The first blind spot I have in my life, there is some habit in my life or a sin, but I try to deny that I have a problem in my life. And this makes a block between me and between listening to God. Then the first blind spot, is denial, is stubborn. I have a bad habit in my life. For example, smoking. For example, I'm not even like look to my Bible. خلاص ما عنديش وقت. I have no time to do that. Or I'm always swear. It's a habit. Abuna, I can't leave this. Or I'm seeing something bad. I can't, Abuna, leave that. It's a habit. But the problem that I'm stubborn, that's why God can talk to me. And now I have a blind spot. I can't see what God is doing for me. And to solve this stubborn, I have inside my heart that willingness. What does it mean? I have to say to myself, okay, I have a problem. I have to sit down with myself in first. And I see where is exactly the problem. I have to know what is the bad habit in my life or a bad sin in my life bothered me and make a block between me and between God. Then I say, okay, now I know exactly that I have bad habit. And then asking God to help me to solve this problem. But in first, I have to find myself and say, yes, I will do that. Willing. From inside, I have to say, yes, I will. But if I'm living my life like that, مش مهم أو عايشين مش إحنا كلنا إحنا كويسين. No, حبيبي, we are not كويسين. There is something blocked or make a block in between me and between God. A blind spot. Then the first things, it was the blind spot blocked the work of God is the stubborn and or deny that I have a problem in my life. And this is make a block between me and between God. And to solve this, I have to find the willingness or I have to say, I will do that by the blessing and by the grace of God. Number two, which is another blind spot in my life, is selfishness. Maybe you will say, okay, I'm not selfish at all. You know what? Like I'm a father and a mother and doing everything. I try to help my husband or my wife. I try to help all my kids. Where is the selfishness, Abuna? There is nothing. No, the selfishness inside me. Let's go deep. What about you and your husband or you and your wife? Who is the first? Who is taking the decision? Sometimes there is like there are fight between me and between my wife because we have who will take the decision? And this is me. Or I fight with other people, my friends. I don't want someone to tell me any word. It's me. I don't care about the others. I have to take the decision whatever they are looking for or whatever they will feel. I don't care. Selfishness. And this is exactly, again, it have go back to Pharaoh. He didn't listen. Also, one of things, he's stubborn and he feel proud. Like he's proud of himself. أنا أعرف أحسن من اللي حواليا. The selfishness is the first thing that break the humanity. Break me. I can't listen to God. I can't listen to his voice when I am pride or I have a proud. That's why to solve this, I have to go to the humility. Listen to St. Peter, the first epistle. He said, first epistle of Peter, chapter 5, verse 6. Humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and the right time he will lift you up. Humble yourself, and he will lift you up. Be the last of the people and serve them. And if you want really to learn the humility, serve. If you want really to learn the humility, try to help the people more and more. Who asking you or not? If anyone even not asking you, help him. Then the first one is stubborn. It's a blind spot. And to solve this, I have to find the will inside me. The second one is I'm proud of myself, the selfishness, and I don't care about the people, about the others, and I have to solve this blind spot. I have to turn my head to go to the humility to see what is God talking to me. The third one is the bitterness. في مرارة جوايا. And what is il marara di leguaya? Someone, for example, did something for me from a long time, and I can't forgive him. I can't. And maybe I try to go to Abuna and say, like, okay, you know, Abuna, I can't forgive this man or this woman. He or she did that and that to me. And you know what? This is will burn you, not burn the others. If you look to someone, for example, and you can't forgive him and you have bitterness inside you, you will find yourself very, like, anxious. And when you see him in front of you, مش قادر تستحمل. This is another thing that you have to solve. In this case, I can't even look to God. I can't hear his voice. I can't listen to him. I can't. It's another blocking. Something blocked between the way, between me and between God. He tried to call me, he tried to talk to me, and I can't because I have another blind spot, I can't see, and this is exactly, I can't forgive this person. And I remember maybe from 10 years, 20 years, he did that for me. And it's like a fire burned the heart. It's like a fire. Burn the heart. And to solve this problem, we know. You'll tell me, Abuna, it's a problem to forgive. It's really very hard and very difficult to forgive. Yes, we know that very well. But what God said in Matthew 11, 28, 29, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. اللي هي آية تعالوا إلي جميع المتعبين وثقيل الأحمال وأنا أريحكم. It's only if there is something burning me inside me, inside my heart, then I have to flee, to go to his bottom and say, I can't do anything. I can't forgive this person. You said that come to me. You said that come to me. And I will give you the peace inside your heart. Then I never have the peace without you. But in first, I have to go to him. And I have to find my will to forgive. I wanted to forgive this person, but I can't. This is the first step. Then without forgiveness, I can't listen to God. Without forgiveness, and I keep something in my heart towards a person, I can't see where is God. I have another blind spot. Then first is a stubborn. I have something, a habit in my life, and I can't, and I deny that I have it. And the second one, the blind spot, is the selfishness. And the third one, it was that I can't forgive anyone, or I can't forgive someone. And the fourth blind spot is a blinded by the detachment. Yeah, for example, like I try to be disconnected or isolation or isolated. When you see, we are working with the people, bad. I'm selfish with the people, maybe, yes. And the people hurt me, yes, okay. What I have to do, I have to be isolated. I don't want to talk to anybody. It's another fight, and it's another blind spot also too, that the devil tried to tell you, you know what, if you will be isolated, you will be alone, you will be good. It's another deceived from the devil. Because he tried to tell you, you will be disconnected, then at least you will not find anyone even to talk to you and to tell you this is right or this is wrong too. And you'll find yourself alone. Alone. And this one also we have to solve it by intimacy. Thank God that we are in our church, the Orthodox Church, that we have like hierarchy. Even the patriarchy has a father of confession and a spiritual father. Even the patriarch. That's why the hierarchy of the church, the structure of the church, is trying to tell everybody, you know what, don't be alone, never. Find your spiritual father. Try to talk to him. You have a father of confession and talk to him too. You have a guidance from the church. Read the books also too, and not alone. We have many, for example, like meetings, like Bible study. Go and listen. Never be alone. I say to myself, like I don't want to talk to anybody. This is very bad. Anyone who loves another brother or sister is living in the light and does not cause others to stumble. First Epistle of John, chapter 2, verse 10. Anyone who loves another brother or sister is living in the light and does not cause others to stumble. Then I have to love everyone. And the last one is a disobedience. You know what happened to the blind man? Jesus Christ, he put a clay on his eyes and said, go wash your eyes. If you go deep into this, what happened to this circumstances, what happened, you can imagine that someone take a clay from the ground and put it in my eye. However, I have no eyes. I can't see. Then he put a clay in my eye and I say, you know what I have to do? You have to do now, go and wash your eyes. However, doesn't make sense. How Jesus Christ, the creator, tell me to go to wash my eyes? You can only say, see. And you will see. I will see. how the blind man trust Jesus Christ when he said, go and wash your eyes. How come? Sometimes there is something wrong in my life or something I doesn't make sense. But the problem that I can't trust God. I can't trust Him. I can't obey His instructions, or I can't obey what He's saying to me. And there is many signs. For example, God tried to tell me, you know what? Go this way. No, it doesn't make sense. يا رب أنا مش هسمع. إيه اللي بتقوله ده؟ في حد هيروح هيدا الكلام ده ما ينفعش. And God said another time, please do that. God, it doesn't make sense. It's a bad way. There is something happening, like I know someone in Egypt. I told that in the Bible study. She's young, she's 31 years old, and she had a cancer and she passed away. And she has two kids actually, like 3 years and 6 years old. And she passed away. And I saw her family, and I sat down with them. Actually, they are very bad. They have in bad, very bad status. But when I sit down with them, I feel comfort because they have, I don't know how God gave them this comfort. And they said to me, we know very well that it's a willing of God. And we know that it's 100% He needs our daughter. And I met all of the kids. And her husband too. But I don't know how, even myself, it was hard for me. But when I met them, I found them, they have comfortable, that like they are comfort with everything. And this is only the obedience. We try to fight against what God is trying to tell me to do. Always I have to fight. I'm not listening His voice. I remember I went to one of the someone in the hospital, and he told me he didn't take a communion from 2 years. And he told me, Abuna, please, can you give me the communion? I told him for sure, but I know that he has a sin. I told him, can please to promise me to leave this sin? He didn't answer. We are stubborn. We know very well that we have a sin. We have something wrong in our heart. But we can't obey. God tried to talk. Like finally, if I solve the four blind spots, then God find a way to talk to me. And finally, I'm not listening and I'm stubborn and I'm not obeying His voice. Then we have to know what is a blind spot in our life. In front of the people, or in front of me, I can see. I have open, and my eyes are open, and I can see everyone. I can see everything. I feel that I can see. But there is, as I said before, there's a blind spot which blocked the conversation or the discussion or the voice of God to work inside me. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Blessed are they. Tenoste mos tenti una. We believe in one God, God the Father, Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth, of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens. He sits at the right hand of the Father. He is coming again in his glory, judge the living and the dead. Whose kingdom shall have no end? Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who is the Father, and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
E peplos of Gisa City
is more in Pong.
Get of Nemate.
And death which in the world through the envy of the devil you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the air with the heavenly peace, by which those of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Pray for perfect peace, all in the holy apostolic greetings.
Lord, have mercy.
According to your good will, O God, fill our hearts with your peace. Clean us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil intent. And make us all worthy, your master, to greet one another with the holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord, our Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer in order, stand with trembling, look towards the east. Let us attend.
Through the intercessions of the Theotokos and Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sin. We worship you, O Christ.
sacrifice of
Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angel, the archangels, the principality, the authority, the throne, the dominions, and the powers.
Look towards the east.
You are here around who stand the cherubim full of eyes, and a seraphim with six wings praising continuously without ceasing. Sing.
Let us attend.
The cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying, Holy, holy, holy. Heaven and earth are full.
has created us and placed us in the paradise of joy. When we disobeyed your commandments, by the guile of the serpent, we fell from eternal life and were exiled from the paradise of joy. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have always visited us with your holy prophets. And in the last day you manifested yourself to us who are sitting in darkness and the shadow of death. Through your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary. Salvation. He granted us the eternal one through his Spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by his Spirit. He loved his own who are in the world and gave himself up for our salvation unto death which reigned over us, whereby we were bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross. The third day. He ascended into the heavens and sat at your right hand, O Father. He has appointed a day for recompense on which will appear to judge the world in righteousness and give each one according to his deed.
According to your mercy, O Lord,
Mysterion entetim et efsevis eftishgar etifi efumo chaibon chempikon odmus
Beliso
I جنب جيغت او ابنات اتشني او ناتوليم او غمكاريون او غين رفتان خو
ناتي شفاي بخن او مسمي
فاروق في تفوف ان يوت فنوتي او افني ذنت اني ذن اتف شبن موت
آمين
افن سمو ايرو
آمين
افن اوغي ازين اموف تيف نيت نوف ناجيوس ما تيس او ان ابوستولوس ات او ام اف جو ام تك اي تو فيت اول اوف يو فور ذس از ماي بودي كان بي بروكن فور يو اند فور ماني تو بي جيفن فور ذا ريمينشن اوف سينز دو ذس in remembrance of me.
This is true. Amen.
I read you on pick a foot, men and sapi dipnon. Athon tve evolchen o inipinem umo ue tof shepir mon.
Amen.
Afens mo eru.
Amen.
Af en agi ezin emuf. Tief on in nieten of an agius matitis, O an apostolus et oeb, evego emus. Take, drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, shall be shed for you and for many. To be given for the remission of sins, do this in remembrance of me.
This is also true.
Time you shall eat of this bread and drink of this cup. You proclaim my death, confess my resurrection, and remember me till I come.
Amen, amen, amen. ascension into the heavens, we confess, we praise you, we bless you, we thank you.
Passion, his resurrection from the dead, his ascension into the heavens, his sitting at your right hand, O Father, and his second coming from the heavens, O awesome and full of glory, we offer unto your oblations from what is yours for every condition, concerning every condition and in every condition.
Worship God in fear and trembling.
We praise you, we bless you, we serve you.
Let us attend. Amen.
O Pion Kimen and Tefif and Soma. If only we
enter. Amen.
Oh, pay off of the oneness of Eftayot, in Teti the Athiki, very giving for the remission of sins and eternal life to those who partake of him.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
To partake of your holiness and to perfection of our souls, our body and our spirit, that we may become one body, one spirit, and may have a share and an inheritance with all the saints who have lived in the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Pray for the peace of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord have mercy.
Which you have acquired to yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are in her. Foremost, remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored Father, the Archbishop Papa Ambatawad Rose II.
Pray for our High Priest Pope Ambatawad Rose II, Pope Patriarch and High Priest of the great city of Alexandria, and for all the Orthodox bishops.
Lord have mercy.
And those who rightly define the word of truth with him, grant them into your holy church to shepherd your flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox Hegemons, priests and deacons.
Pray for the Hickmans, priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
And all the servants, and all who are in virginity, and the purity of all your faithful people. Remember, O Lord, to have mercy upon us, O Lord.
Have mercy upon us, O God, the Father, the Pantocrator.
Remember, O Lord, the safety of the place which is yours in every place and in every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
Pray for the salvation of the world and of this city of ours and of all cities, discreet and monastery.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who dwell there and in God faith graciously accord the Lord the air of the heaven, the fruit of the earth, the water of the river, the seed, the herbs, and the plant of the field this year. Bless them.
Pray for the air of heaven, the fruits of the earth, the rising and the waters of the rivers, the seeds, the herbs, and the plants of the field, that Christ our God may bless them, bring them to perfection and peace without harm. Have compassion upon his creation, which his hands have made, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Grant them to their measure according to your grace. Give joy to the face of the earth. May it for be abundantly watered, and its fruits be plentiful. Prepare it for sowing and harvesting. Manage our life as the infant. Bless the crown of the year with your goodness. For the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name, for the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. Deal with us according to your goodness, O you who give food to all flesh. Fill our heart with joy and gladness, that we, to having sufficient sin and everything, always may abound in every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O Lord, those who have brought unto this game, those on whose behalf you have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for this holy and precious gift, our sacrifices, and those who have brought them.
Lord, have
the command of your only begotten Son that we share in commemoration of your sins. Graciously accord, O Lord, to remember all the sins who have lived in the beginning Our Holy Father, the Patriarch, the Prophet, the Apostle, the Preacher, the Evangelist, the Martyr, the Confessor, and all the Spirit of the Righteous consummated in the faith. Most of all the pure, full of glory and virgin, Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God the Logos, and Saint John, the Forerunner, Baptist, and Martyr, the Esteemed Archdeacon, the Pro-Martyr, the Beholder of God, Saint Mark, the Evangelist, the Apostle, and the Martyr, the Patriarch and Savior of Georgia, Discordum, Senes, and the Apostolic, Saint Peter, Martyr, and High Priest, Saint John, Grand System, Saint Theodosius, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyrus, Saint Peter, Gregory, the Apostle, Saint Gregory, the Wonder Worker, Saint Gregory, the Armenian, the 318 Sibylline and Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople, and the 200 at Ephesus, our righteous Father, the great Abantoni, and the great righteous Father of Paul, the three Saint Ava Macari, and all their children, the cross bears. Our Father Abba John the Egumen, our righteous Father Abba Bishoy, the perfect man, the beloved of our good and Baba Kirillos Pimasu and Arshis Yakun Habib Gerdes, and all the choir of your sons, through whose prayers and supplications have mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Let those who read recite the names of our Holy Father, the Patriarchs, have fallen asleep, our Lord, repose their souls, and forgive us our sins.
May their holy blessing be
mentioned, those whom each one has in mind, and those who are not in our minds, and those who have fallen asleep and repose in the faith of Christ. Graciously, O Lord, remember the soul of your servants, Garas Wasif, Mumtaz, Bastak, Emilia, Kamil, Mikhail, Hani, Beria, Gergis, Sausan, Asad. Graciously, O Lord, repose all their soul in the bosom of our holy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Sustain them in a green pasture by the water of the rest of the paradise of joy, that place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away in the light of your sons.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, take and repose in the paradise of joy, in the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in the place. And we too who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto the end.
As it was and shall be, it is from generation to generation and unto all the ages of the ages. Amen.
And lead us throughout the way into your kingdom, that as in this so also in all things your great and holy name be glorified, blessed and exalted in everything, honored, blessed with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son and the Holy Spirit. Reni posi
que tomne matiso.
Again, let us give thanks to God the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For he also had made us worthy now to stand in this holy place, to lift up our hands and to serve his holy name. Let us also ask him to make us worthy of the communion and partaking of the divine and immortal mystery. Christos in Jepi Pantocrator, Shoins Pennuti.
Amen, amen.
Prosebec saste.
Lord, our God, the great, the eternal, unrushing glory, keeping his covenant and his mercy to those who love him with all their heart, who has given to us redemption from sins through his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, the life of everyone.
Eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy.
The help of those who flee to him, the hope of those those who cried unto him before us, and thousands of thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000 of all angels and dark angels, the cherubim and the seraphim, and the innumerable host of the heavenly powers. Sanctify these gifts which are set forth through the coming down upon them of your Holy Spirit. You have purified them. Purify us also, our Master, from our sins, the hidden and manifest, and every thought which is not pleasing to your goodness. O God, the lover of mankind, may it be far from us. Our bodies, our spirits, our hearts, our eyes, our understanding, our thoughts, and our consciences, so that with a pure heart and enlightened soul, and an unashamed face, a faith unfeigned, a perfect love, and a firm hope, we may die with boldness without fear to pray to you, God, the Holy Father, who art in heaven, and say, Our Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
In Christ Jesus our Lord,
by your
before you, Lord,
let us attend in the fear of God.
Hear in a pansy
it of them my days.
Remember, O Lord, our congregations, bless them.
Save them, and with your Spirit in the fear of God, let us attend.
May Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
The holy. Blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of our God. Sanctification is by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
One is the Holy Father, one is the Holy Son, one is the Holy Spirit. Amen. Et omne maties
sum agium caemati immun alithinon in sores toto io tu theu e mon ami.
Amen.
Timion sum acemalithinon in sores toto io tu theu e mon ami. In the Emmanuel Penuti, find Penchen with me, Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I believe, I believe, I believe, and confess to us, bread, that this is what I am giving, but it is your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, took from our Lady, the Lady of us, all the Holy Theotokos, St. Mary. He made it one with his divinity without mingling, with confusion, without alteration. He witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for us upon the holy wood of the cross of his own will for us all. Truly I believe that his divinity parted not from his humanity for a single moment in a twinkling of an eye. Given for us for salvation, a remission of sins, and eternal life to those who partake of him. I believe, I believe, I believe that this is so in truth. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Is so in truth. Amen. Pray for us and for all Christians who said to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing Alleluia. Pray for the worthy communion of the Immaculate, Heavenly, and Holy Mystery. Is Lord have mercy.
Amen.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
With the sound of the trumpet, praise him with psaltery and harp.
Yeah.
Remember us. Glory be to God in the
highest.
Make us worthy to pray to you thankfully, our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.